Ammunition is by design deadly, but traditional bullets made with lead can harm or kill birds and animals that weren't even the intended target. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports the Pennsylvania Game Commission is trying to persuade hunters to try lead-free ammo.
Hunting with a lead bullet can be bad.
As far as environmentally, you know, that bullet is usually, or pieces or fragments of that bullet are left in, I guess the term we use called a gut pile.
That's David Fricke. He owns Millennium Manufacturing and Lehigh Defense in Quakertown and also hunts. Fricke says scavengers, like bald eagles, feast on the remains of the animal.
Scavengers, you know, eat that. And then at that point, you know, the lead is now out in the environment and continues indefinitely.
According to the Humane Society, a single lead shotgun pellet can cause organ failure and brain damage. Even if the animal that consumes it survives, the exposure can still affect it for the rest of its life. For 2 years, the Pennsylvania Game Commission has been paying attention to how lead ammo is hurting wildlife that's not being hunted. Commission spokesman Travis Lau says they have focused on educating hunters on the problems associated with lead ammo.
Especially when scavengers and bald eagles in particular are exposed to carcasses of deer that might be hit and not recovered, or the field-dressed entrails of deer.
The commission is getting the word out through its monthly newsletter and videos on its YouTube channel. Lau says some hunters are skeptical the commission will stop at education.
If we're putting out an educational product regarding the problem with bald eagles and lead poisoning, people view that as maybe a step in the direction of a statewide ban on lead ammunition.
But Lau says there is no interest from the commission and no inkling from Harrisburg lawmakers to follow California's lead and ban lead ammo for hunting. Andrew Nunemaker, a hunter who lives in Philly's Northern Liberties neighborhood, says a ban is not the way to go.
If Pennsylvania were to try to propose a lead ban, people would be very much up in arms, because at this stage, the market just isn't there.
Nunemaker supports efforts to protect the eagle population. However, he typically buys regular bullets.
So figure like a box for practice, which is, with rifle ammo, usually 20 rounds. About $25, $30, and then another box for actually hunting, so another $25, $30.
And why does he stick with that ammo?
It's the only thing available, bullets with lead cores. I think the one or two times that I have seen non-lead ammo, it's been at least 50% more expensive.
Nunemaker says reducing the cost of non-lead ammo could help him and others adopt it more readily.
Me personally, if it was $5 more, I would most definitely consider the non-lead ammunition. Even maybe $10 more. I personally would be willing to pay a premium.
David Fricke agrees. In fact, he should know. His company in Upper Bucks County manufactures non-lead ammo.
This machine is running a 50 cal projectile. This is for 1,000 yards.
He says they use machining techniques which make it possible to avoid using lead, a proven hazard.
I don't want my employees subject to it. I don't want my customers subject to it. I don't want the environment subject to it. And it's not needed.
At the same time, Fricke understands why Nunemaker and other hunters aren't willing to switch yet.
We've got to drive our price down where it's competitive with a lead jacketed bullet, and or we have to show that the performance improvements that we can achieve with this type of process without lead, you know, are greater than or equal to lead.
California's ban on hunting with lead ammo took effect over the summer. So far, it doesn't look like other states are clamoring to follow. In one of its final acts, the Obama administration moved to ban hunting with lead ammo on the grounds of federal wildlife refuges. But that was quickly rescinded by the Trump administration in 2017. Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.